Power Trip After Party Podcast, presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Available now in the podcast section of the iHeartRadio app and on KFAN.com.
It is the 23rd day of September. It's 8:59, and we are the Power Trip After Party Podcast on a Wednesday, expecting Marnie Gellner. Right now, it's just Sauce and Corey and Zach and I. And Marnie will be down here in a second, I guess. So I think that's it.
Yeah, and she's just talking to PA.
Just hanging out with
Paul.
She'll
be here shortly.
Paul.
You know, once in a while, PA walks in here and it looks like he's showered and run a comb through his hair. Today's one of those days, right? He looks like he's got the slick back, wet hair.
Yeah, it looks good.
And other days, it looks like he hasn't slept in 6 days and hasn't showered since the bicentennial.
Yeah. That he sleeps in his car.
Right.
It was a long night.
It's a nice way of saying he looks homeless often at work, but today it looks like he has showered and combed his hair.
Yeah, sometimes it looks like he left here and then never went home and came right back here.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that is correct.
Man, those are good times.
Good times!
Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, check this one out. I saved this for the after party. I'll get this in before Marnie walks down here. A California man has been convicted of assault and battery after putting bodily fluids on a female co-worker's personal items.
Oh, God.
Investigators say he put semen in the in the woman's water bottle, her honey jar, and her computer mouse.
What the fuck?
At their office in Palmdale, California. Side note, lovely city, Palmdale.
It's a nice aside.
Yeah. His attorney, now this is his attorney
Can
saying
Can I ask
this.
You a question?
Yeah.
How did he get all those Navy men in there?
This is his attorney. His attorney says he acted out of revenge after the coworker turned down his sexual advances.
Oh, well, God
damn. That guy's on the way to killing her, right?
I mean, correct. That's his next move.
Yeah, that's...
Right. Like, once a year you get a story about
this. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, that a guy just can't handle rejection and he goes crazy.
Threw that at her when she was at work or something.
Right. Yeah. Funny, I myself cannot.
Yeah. Correct, yeah.
Hey, has your tattoos been detailed?
Yeah. Yeah,
those definitely look enhanced. Yeah, holy cow!
Yeah, no, this just was 3 weeks ago now, so it'll heal a little bit more. It's much, much better like that. You know, I mean, I couldn't go in for COVID; he was closed forever, so it kind of was stuck in a holding pattern. But thank you,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's the white really, really helps it pop.
It does.
Yeah,
looks good.
There you go, Marnie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, Marnie. Hello, Marnie. Do you have any tattoos, Marnie?
No, I don't.
I didn't think you did.
No, I'm not. I've never, ever even had the desire.
Right. If the Twins win the World Series, let's get matching tattoos.
What would you get?
Okay.
On our butts.
Okay.
We already agreed.
What would you get?
If the Twins win the World Series, tattoo do I get?
Yeah.
I'd just get like a random bird.
Yeah.
I'd get a Twins logo or something. They won the World Series. It's fucking bitching.
My buddy Patrick has a Twins logo tattooed on him.
Smitty-oom?
Yeah,
Ski Club Pat?
Yeah, Ski Club
Pasta
Pat.
Bolognese?
Yeah.
Pappy Papschmier?
Which team would you get the logo of tattooed?
Oh, God.
Actual nicknames of Pat.
Yeah.
Schmier is also
probably the
one.
Minnesota Loons.
Mm.
No, I don't think I'd get it if I had to.
No, you had to. Like, a guy's got a gun to your head. He's like, you motherfucker.
Probably the.
You're getting a tattoo before you walk that fat ass out
and
of here.
And it better be a sports logo.
So my dad's mad? Probably Vikings.
Yeah, yeah.
You?
The Lynx.
Yeah.
Core? The Fighting Moose?
I'd probably just let him shoot me.
Yeah, you would.
Hey, Marnie, if you were going to get what team's logo, would you get?
How about I would get my all-time favorite athlete, my all-time favorite sports moment. I would get Mary Lou Retton in her red, white, and blue leotard with the long sleeves, dismounting from the vault.
The perfect 10.
Yep.
She nailed the 10.
That was just my heyday of, you know, me wanting people to call me Marnie Lou.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm feeling really
weird. Got the book, anything and everything. Had the Wheaties box. So maybe Mary Lou Retton's leotard?
Hmm.
This is making me feel really weird because I'm a lot older than you.
No, you're not. I'm 46 and you're 49.
Oh, good.
I'll be...
Because she was in my wheelhouse, too. And I'm like, oh, my God, how old was she?
No,
that's
a
compliment. He doesn't think you look anything close to 46.
I honestly thought you were 40. I don't know why. I had that in my head that you were 10 years.
That's very nice of you.
I know. I honestly did. I'm not even kidding you. That's not I'm not being nice. I'm
telling
the truth.
Okay. Yeah. No, I actually have a birthday in a couple weeks. What are you going to get me?
When's your birthday?
I'll be 47. 10-4.
10-4? Got it.
10-4. Let's make note of that.
Yeah, what do you want for your birthday?
That's my mom's birthday, too.
My gift card's always good, I guess.
To where?
Shields?
Shields.
Good.
Shields, Athleta, Cub Foods, Target.
Hmm.
My basics, my gotcha. Go-tos.
The basics.
Yeah. I guess Honey and Mackey's.
Oof.
You can add.
Yeah. That yeah. place.
Trying to get there.
Yep. Place Wales.
We're going to take her on the Plymouth tour. / Maple Grove.
Yeah, because we're doing lunch. We're doing lunch at the
Malone's.
Place with the fries.
Can I come?
Yeah, waffle fries at Malone's, and then we're going to get ice cream at Honey and Mackey's. I'm busy today.
You literally, I guarantee you have nothing to do today. Your family hates you.
So true.
No, I met them.
Oh, yeah.
They seem to tolerate him.
They like
that was in public.
They like me more than they like you.
Oh, well, that I believe. That's easy to do.
He pays them to be nice when he's in public.
That's easy to do.
Well, you saw. We had to bribe the little one with Legos because 20 minutes in, she wanted to go home.
She's sitting there just as a delight, eating her pretzel sticks. And after 5 minutes, she's like, my iPad died. And Angie's like, here's $20. Go get a Lego set in the toy section.
Shocking. Angie went hockey at it. Basically bribed her with presents.
Yeah, that's what hockey does.
Go buy any Lego set you want.
But then guess what? For the next hour and a half.
Yeah, she was an angel.
She played with the Lego set.
Played with Legos.
The hockey would have been like fine. 200.
Yeah. Here, go buy a car.
Yeah.
Then we told her ice cream was at the end, too. That always makes kids listen.
That's a nice gift
if you're
shop
good,
in there, man.
If you're good, you
and
can
they
get
do
ice
have ice cream.
Cream.
Big old candy store
hey,
in there.
I'm sorry you were about to head into something, but I realize I haven't talked to you. So my parents were in town from Fargo.
What's your mom's name
a week
again?
And a half ago? Lola.
Mm-hmm. Lola.
June?
I don't know. It seemed like June.
June. No. So Lola and Dewey were here, and you know they love Mystic, and I had an offer for a free hotel room, and so they used that. I didn't do well, and I don't have the mojo for like the last two or three times, and I'm just wondering if you have, do you have the tricks that sort of like jumpstart, okay, here's what I do. If I hit a cold patch, here's what I do.
Take some time off.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously,
well,
that's
what I do.
Well,
I don't go on the regular.
I'm going to
so
be honest with you.
I'm just every couple of months?
I'm not pointing in anybody's direction in particular. I don't think the casinos have turned up the notch again yet. I when I'm in there, I'm not hearing very many jackpots. I'm not seeing very many jackpots. I think that they had to rein things in just a smidge. I know there's a minimum level where you have to, a certain amount of winning by legality in the state where you have to allow people to win a certain amount. Mm-hmm. I think whatever that minimum is, I think that's where people are running right now to try to make up the lost time.
Well, they've got a lot of traffic coming in and out of there. I have not been to Treasure Island or anywhere else around here, but I have been to Mystic probably, let's say, three times since COVID. So three times in the last 6 months.
Right.
And every time it's been pretty busy. I mean, they have a limited capacity, but they're probably
maxed out at
it. It seems like there's a lot of foot traffic. So hopefully they get to that point, whatever it is. I want to know all that. I want to know all of that. I want to know the pattern of a slot machine. I want to know, does it know if I put new money in or if I just won? Is it reading my card? I want
to
know all of the tricks.
Yeah,
I have
I'd
Googled
like to know
it.
That too.
I have Googled it.
Yeah.
How do slot machines work? There's no real right information. Somebody knows. Somebody makes the slot machine. Somebody knows the
rhythm.
Even though they say it's random, but somebody has to know things like the player's card.
Right.
Does it help or hurt?
Right.
Do you, if you cash out and then put in a fresh
20.
Right.
There has to be state regulators that have to monitor whether or not the machines are rigged, so they have to know exactly the
Or the people that, while it's spinning, they want to touch the screen and they tap. Like,
that always
that
just
kind
makes
of stuff.
Me feel weird. I got to be honest with you. It makes me feel weird.
But I want to know
someone
who
machines.
Knows some of those answers.
Yeah, me too.
Creasel, yeah,
why is it
Creasel's
so hard to
talked
find?
About it, that like, it's every, what is it, 100th of a second, it changes, like the rhythm of it or something like that.
And
the
you have the same odds, apparently, at any 1/100th of a second to win a jackpot as you do to get a zero.
Right.
As you do to get $20.
Right.
Right. Yeah. We always ask, we used to ask that question about the Powerball tickets, right? Like if the person in front of you wins the Powerball, you could have said like, or even more so, if you let somebody go in front of you and then that person wins the lottery.
Yes.
It's, oh, I would have won the lottery. And we used to ask, and I think somebody confirmed this, that that's not how it works, that the machine's not just sitting there with six numbers waiting for somebody to buy them. It's,
exact,
a thousandth of a second or whatever it is. The second that teller hits like new ticket, it generates numbers that would not have been the case just a split second beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you do let the person in front of you go, your odds aren't changing. You didn't give them your ticket. It's still one in 200 million or whatever it is.
be hard news to take, though, if you're the guy behind the guy who won $70 million.
Right, unless emotionally, right? But once you wrap your head around that, it wouldn't have mattered, right? Because the button would have been pushed at a different split second, right? Yeah.
Right. Even if you... I get it.
Yep.
But it's hard to gamble without emotion.
Gambling whales.
Yeah,
we've talked about that. That's where sometimes I get in trouble is I'm on a machine and it's not doing well and I start to get mad at it. And so I'm like, how many times do I have? And then I'm just angry playing and then I lost $100.
Yeah, that's chasing a man. Yeah, that's chasing it. Can't do that.
Since I don't play slots, let me ask you slot players this question. When it's going, you've spun 15, 20 times and you haven't won a dime back. How do you fight the urge to switch machines because that one's not paying out with the urge to say that, quote, this one's due? But like,
Isn't
that the whole
thing? He'll never even get there. He won't get to 15 spins.
No.
How quickly before you change?
You're off in like five, right? It depends on how big the money is that I'm spending, but I don't stay on machines very long. If they don't hit like in the first, I bet if they don't hit in the first 10.
Then you move.
I move, yeah.
Yeah. Even but though it might be
exactly
quote
that.
Due.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell
whatever
you one thing. Means. And again, I know this is ridiculous, but I don't know that completely that it's ridiculous. But I've seen many a time where a bank of slot machines just start hitting. Like you see a bunch of people at the same, you know, six machines that are together.
And they're all on
just
fire.
Just start hitting like crazy. And you can hear it. You can and you walk over and you're like, okay, let's do this, you know. And there's a specific round station of slots at the Mystic Lake High Room machine. If they start hitting, you start playing with those machines because they're going to hit. Mm. I don't know why that works. I don't even know if it's true, but it seems to be the case. God. I could be making it up.
Yeah,
but
I want to play slots so bad.
Yeah, slots are fun.
Man. Do you enjoy slots?
Yeah, yeah. I gamble sports and play slots. Yeah.
When are you going to Vegas?
A month.
Man.
Oh, you got a trip booked.
Yeah, we go for the bye week.
Excellent.
I wonder what that's going to be like. I haven't gotten a lot of reports on what it's like to be in Vegas.
My sources say that Planet Hollywood is currently closed.
The whole casino?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The whole
and
thing
has
is closed.
Been, and has
I don't
been
know how
for
long
six...
it, I don't know how long it's been closed, but our connection out there, I texted him and said, hey, I need a couple of rooms for this night. Does that work? And he said, absolutely. I think he would have said no because we'll be closed. But, yeah, they're currently closed. And, I mean, I don't know how much attention everybody paid, but when you're watching the Monday Night Football game, when they did a really good job of showing old clips of the strip, like at night, and then they'd go back and they'd show live. There's not a lot of
dead.
There's
yeah.
nobody.
I noticed that.
There's not hordes of people walking up and down the street,
which is
so,
eerie right. and kind of awesome because sometimes in Vegas it's like, oh god, I need a break from the crowd. I'm just trying to cross the street.
Yeah, that's why morning walks in Vegas are the best.
Right after the show, I can't wait. I hope we go in March.
All of us have had to put up with masks for an extended period of time when you maybe don't want to, but what about being in a casino for like 12 hours where you're in a sports book and you got to wear a mask almost the whole time?
Yeah, we're looking to – there are a lot of them that are – there's something that's opening – I think Creasel sent it to me on October 24th, and that's the day we get there, that somebody we know might have a connection to where it's an outdoor – pool,
yes, circa
with a 200-foot TV or whatever,
40, but
whatever,
yeah,
you know, yeah, whatever it is, but yeah, that we might do that.
It's so 40 feet.
It's
40 feet high.
It's outside,
and then you can sit there and bet. So it's a sports book that
outside.
Is outdoors.
It's called like Stadium Swim, I think.
Yes,
and
that's correct.
It's like a semicircle.
Yeah, 40.
So all of the pools and all the chairs that are around the pool face this giant TV. It looks pretty sick.
Wow.
Now,
that looks gorgeous.
I got no swimsuit body, so I'm going to go out there and like a...
Just scope out chicks and bet on sports.
Yeah.
Well, no, in late October, you can probably just wear a t-shirt and shorts and be
and get
comfortable.
Hammered out there. Well, it was 102 there yesterday, but that's a month away. But yeah, I can't wait.
Man.
Now, have you played much slots on the strip? Because I do feel like in the handful of times I've been to Vegas... It is super tight, and they're just taking the drunk people's money, and you got to get off the strip if you're going to slot gamble.
Chris, what's your biggest win on the strip? Because most of your huge wins are here, right, in this state?
I think the most I've won there is $8,000 at one time, like in one
Which casino
thing.
Do you remember?
Yeah, Planet Hollywood.
Oh, Planet Hollywood?
Yeah, that little tiny, it's a little bitty, high slot room there. High,
is that
high,
when you got?
Slot.
Is that when you got invited to the blackjack tournament because you won so much cash
and the guy was pissed
because you didn't know what you were doing because you were hammered?
It was that weekend, and it was as soon as we got there. It was like best case scenario. We got there, put my stuff in the room. We got checked in, went down, went into the high roller room, won the big jackpot, and then spent it the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, that's
I don't
perfect.
Think I won any more the rest of the weekend. It can be tough on the strip. There's no doubt it can be, but the high roller rooms are always the way to go. Always.
No,
Max
I
bet.
Can't.
Max bet,
Max
Marnie.
Bet, man. Max
but if
bet.
You, let's say I brought $1,000 for a day.
Well, then you're
which is
you're
a lot.
Man, that's dumb. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, that's $1,000
yeah,
for one
that's
day.
A lot, for sure.
If you want to say that's your limit.
Sure.
Is that a not an is that an abnormal
that's
number?
That's a good number.
That's a good,
really
good number.
Number.
Yeah. And you don't there's so many great slot machines that are $5 maxes, $6 maxes. Even
oh, really?
You can win good money doing that.
You can win really good money.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
We didn't win $8,000, but Creasel and I, waiting for the table at one of the restaurants we went to a year or two ago, we won like $1,400 just playing max bet. We didn't know what the fuck the game was. We just max bet and won, $1,400.
My biggest slot win ever was when we went down to Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
And we stopped at Diamond Joe's.
That's right.
And I hit like two, not even jackpots, but two good spins in the first like eight, and I won like $700. I'm like, yep, I'm done.
Yeah.
There's my easily my biggest.
How
I'm just not a slot
quit?
Guy.
You got that? You
he
heard the
quit.
Music?
I'm just not a slot guy.
He went out. We lost him for like 5 minutes. He comes back and goes,
yep.
I go, what the fuck,
I won
dude?
$700. I'm like, I'm
and
done.
Yeah, and then he went cash it in. We waited for the bus.
That's poker money, man, which I'm going to lose, so I got to hold on to it. I'm used to losing.
Anybody playing poker again yet?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going at all?
I have not gone locally yet, no, but I did go to Sioux Falls a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah,
did
right.
you win?
I did not.
I think we might have heard about it if you'd won.
Did you play guilt-free?
I did play guilt-free.
Ah!
Yep. I was definitely rusty, though. I made a couple of huge mistakes. It's weird how
that's why you're not
six
rusty
months
with
off.
Slots, man. You sit out.
Matters.
You get some kind of strong
right.
cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you just
that's
start
right.
ripping.
Nobody talks to you.
Nobody talks
it's
to you. If you lose, you just walk down the street. Mm-hmm. I love Las
it's
Vegas.
It's funny. I was just talking to Parrish about this morning. So in a regular year, obviously I'm playing 80, 85 gigs a year. And I've always told you guys, I don't use family money to gamble ever. I always use fun money, Chris Hockey entertainment money, you know. And I've played 5 gigs this year. So I literally can't go to the casino and have any money. It's the craziest thing. Normally, I don't even think about that. I just go and I take some money out of the bank and I play and I have fun. I really miss it. I like going to the casino
dude.
A lot. I love it.
Yep.
It's so much fun. Nobody talks
what
to
do
me.
You do with your previous wins? Don't they go into the Chris Hockey Fund Casino?
Of course, yeah. It's the weirdest thing, though, about owning a business is the bills keep wanting to be paid, even if you're not playing gigs.
That's the worst.
Whoops.
Yeah. You've got to pay for everything. So, yeah, that
whoops.
Sucks, man. I know. 2020, man. Let's get this shit over with.
Yeah. Don't you love, and I'm not saying you just did this, but I do like how everybody feels like magically Jan 1, 2021, everything's going to be better.
Yeah.
Like the universe says, all right, you fought it for a year, but now it's all positive. People truly want to try to hit the reset button on the New Year's resolutions and stuff, but my hunch is it's not going to be quite as smooth of a transition to 2021 as everybody hopes that it is. Just mentally, people just want to put it behind them.
Man,
I get it,
sure.
but
just be done with it.
There's some problems that just don't seem to be going away.
And I don't
so.
Know what's going to happen with music next year. I really don't. We've talked about this a couple of times now, but I don't know if it was on the air or off. But I've seen some tours for major artists canceling tours for 2021 already.
Already?
Yeah. Because you got a spring tour.
Yeah.
You know, if people haven't built your stage yet because they can't work, you know, or people who normally do that stuff for you had to go find a different job. So they're not going to be available.
Right. Or how about, honestly, just spring might be jumping the gun, right?
For sure, like, that could be it, too.
Who's to say when and if a vaccine's even out by then? And if that's the case, how many people have access to it? I think minimum they should be projecting fall tours, right?
Yeah.
To be safe. Because
it
don't
feels
wanna,
like a pretty
to
big leap
it
to
does.
Go from where we are now to a full concert or a stadium full of, an indoor stadium full of people.
Right.
That seems like it's not that close.
All right, Sauce and I got to go here in a second because we got to go do the PA stump the snob
right,
bit.
We got it from here.
Let me ask you guys this as the walk-off shot because Sauce will have a much better answer, I think, a month from now. What's your updated percent chance Power Trip Vegas 2021 happens in March? Give me your updated percentage guess.
I think we will go. I think 60%.
I think we'll go It's just a matter of how many people go.
Yeah, like it's going like to be a choice people have to make.
It could be.
I think we max it out. I think the plane gets maxed.
Of us.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of people financially that probably couldn't go.
I still think, what is it, 120 reasons. Or so people that fly with us?
Yeah.
I bet that still maxes out. My concern more is what's going to be open in March still.
Yeah, right.
I mean, is it going to be as restricted as
is there going to be March Madness?
Sounds like there's going to be.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I think also the jury's out on whether the company will let us. I mean, obviously, we can go to Vegas ourselves and have a good time, whatever, but I'm not sure that our bosses will let us go at this point. If it were today, they wouldn't let us. I'm going to tell you right now, they wouldn't let us go.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Lots of fun.
All right, thank you, Marnie.
Bye, guys.
What's your word of the day?
Oh. Jackpot!
I like that. Jackpot. That sounds great. Yep. Thank you. Hit the jackpot. Bye, everybody.